My name is Abayu Moore, and I'm painting this mural for the Bethel Youth Facility at the Olecnigik City Shop. So the reason why it looks so bright is because purple and orange are complementary colors, and that was one of the ideas behind the whole mural, is that the colors complement each other and they make you happy. It's their juvenile detention center, and so a lot of the kids that will be using that area are from the Bethel area. And last year, all the pictures from up there with all of the salmonberry fields were pretty inspiring, and just trying to keep it positive and remind them what awaits. I don't know, are you a good berry picker, or sometimes you get kind of lazy? I'm sort of a lazy berry picker. I will sit there, I'll pick, and then I'll sit there and I'll just admire how gorgeous it is outside. And so that was one of the first ideas with it, is just what it feels like to actually be sitting in a berry patch and how beautiful it is. Murals are so much quicker than doing a regular painting. Yeah, the size of it, you don't have to get as meticulous with the details. You know, a big blob on there is actually a nice little speck of detail on a mural. But if you made that same mark on a painting that's 16 by 20, then you kind of screwed the thing up. And so I love this because it seems like it goes by really fast. You see progress right away and it's instant gratification. You just feel like you're accomplishing big things. And I like to feel like that. Well, I was an athlete before I was an artist. I'd say my art teacher in high school would probably say I was kind of arrogant too. But that also, I know that played in with sports because I wanted to be as good as the boys. And so I got just as good as the guys about talking trash. You know, just I'd talk a lot of smack and say that I was going to sell paintings for millions when I didn't really believe that I was going to. But just the fun of talking smack was... I've slowed down a little bit, quite a bit. People tell you parenting could be hard. It's such a reward, and you find so much inspiration from them at the same time. Kaya just turned 4, and Bodhi will be 2 in May. I don't know if it's the hormones from being a mom or what, but you just get way more emotional. So I think my work has definitely turned a little bit more emotional over the years. Yeah, it has, because I was pretty funny with my first works. Like, I have the Salmon Sex series and, you know, kind of working off of that. And then now it gets into moms and babies in their wombs and salmon. And, oh my God, my life is right here. And it's, I need to show everyone my feelings. I could feel it when I start getting a little bit crazy, and then I'll have to put up the flag and say, hello. Today is my painting day for sanity. That's sort of how we've been working. But, you know, as like you said, the kids are getting older, and so they're also able to play with each other a little bit more and occupy themselves. And if I give Kaya a paintbrush and paper too, then she'll distract herself while I'm painting and then look at what I'm doing and paint along with me. So that's been nice. I'm finally getting into the phase where I'm identifying with Olecnigik a lot more. The mayor suggested that I invite the school kids over. I love it when people stop by. I like it when people are inspired by this, or even when they start getting competitive, it makes it even better, because I know that's how I started, was looking at what other people were doing and realizing what they were getting paid for it and thinking, well, gosh, I might be able to do that better. And so I'd like people to think that way, especially in Dillingham. I want the art community to really step it up. It'd be cool to have some young, sassy artists start really, you know, throwing some pizzazz out there, getting us motivated to do some stuff. Maybe there'll be something that makes you think a little bit more, you know? Maybe someone will go off of what I've been doing and go the opposite and try to get people thinking about how to make other changes. like I might be missing something just because I'm into subsistence and fishing and things like that. What else is there that we love about this area, or what else is there to say about Bristol Bay? I think it'd be cool to see someone else's mural up.